Up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we're going to talk with Shelley Buddenhagen, head coach of the Huron Tiger volleyball team. The Huron Tigers came home with the consolation championship at the AA tournament last weekend in Rapid City. And Shelley, just as a quick overview, you didn't know for sure what you had at the beginning of the season with some inexperience in there. But boy, this team just had their ups and downs, but they were playing their best volleyball at the end of the season, which is all any coach asks.
Well, we really do. You know, at the beginning, we knew that we had Jada Schillingstad. We knew that we had Haven Hines. We knew that we had Holly Nias. We knew that we had Kayla, and we were going to ask Kayla to play a whole different role and have to really step up. So we figured with those four, we might have a pretty good core of volleyball players. But then we were really unsure of how else everything was going to fit. And we knew that we had Alexis Urena and, also helping Haven in the back row. And so we just knew that defense was going to have to be our mantra, that thing, and do it really well. And hopefully we could keep the ball off the floor. Good things were going to happen for our offense. And that's really what we strive to do all season. And we knew that we were going to be outsized, and we were at times hugely outsized. But with our defense and our littles, with Elizabeth and Jada and Haven and Texas and Tenley and filling in there and trying to dig that ball and keep it off the ground, we gave our offense a chance. And we talked early on that defense wins championships, and the kids really bought into that. And, that's those seniors leading the way, because if we can't get kids to buy into what we're trying to do, it's going to be a tough haul. But, there was a lot of growing pains, and we were waiting for the young kids to basically turn that inexperience into inexperience and use it. And, there's magic. Sometimes you have your best teams that just can't get it quite put together, and this team at the right time, at the right moment, got things put together and really, in my mind, reached the pinnacle. Now, we do have a little bit of a question where we did want to, try to make that the championship match, but right now at this time, we feel like we reached our pinnacle.
Well, I just look at it, the match you lost was the first round against Rapid City Stevens, and taking nothing away from their effort because they did make it to the championship match. I just thought we did a few things that were a little unusual for the way we had played the last 3 weeks, particularly serving and serve receive, and we did a few things that, if we'd maybe just been back to where we usually had been there, it could have been a different story.
Well, we feel it. We were playing a style that was fitting us, but it was causing stress in a lot of other teams. And, Jada was having to attack a lot. She was having to block in the middle one or two rotations. It depended upon matchups. We were asking kids to maybe flip some positions at the net for matchups. And it was just, it was kind of a tribute to the volleyball IQ. And then the way we were serving was just phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal. We had a great tournament of serving where, except for that first match, maybe our serving let us down. But, I like to contribute that to a little bit of us really trying to go after him. We knew we were going to have to go after Stevens with a lot to get them out of system and get that setter either running around and getting out of, out of system, or possibly not even touching the ball right off in the second contact. So, maybe those missed serves were a little bit of trying too hard, or maybe the coach asking them to try a little bit too hard. But, we'd like to have that one back as far as our serving a little bit. We feel if we could have served, like we did in the second and third match of the state tournament, things might have turned out differently. And then we've been a pretty good passing team. Of course, we do have a setter that, made a lot of things that were out of system look like it was in system, and she gave our hitters a chance to swing at a lot of balls. But, if we would have passed a little bit better and served just a little bit better, you never know what would happen. And, right now we've got some things left that I question. If we could have gotten into that fifth set, I wonder what would have happened, because we knew that the longer we hung around, Rapid City Stevens was going to get that much tighter, and hopefully they were going to make a lot more mistakes. But at the same time, I am very, very, very happy with how these kids performed coming down the stretch. We turned a corner after our home Watertown match. I think that was our breast cancer match. And then from that point on, they turned into a whole different kind of team, where they came to practice a little bit more focused, and yet they were so relaxed. And it was just kind of, you knew that something magic was happening, and they were really remarkable. And I've nicknamed this team the Remarkables, just because of what they've been able to accomplish. And I know a lot of people were just in awe of how outsized and how little we were. At the state tournament, there was a rotation there that we were 5-6, 5-6, 5-5 across the net. and we were able to compete with a lot more size and a lot more power. And there was one point that Kayla at the end of the tournament where her legs, she just said she had nothing left. You know, in a 3-day tournament, you call upon your conditioning, and she was calling on it. But outside hitters have to have a lot of legs, and she just didn't have the power that she was having the first two matches. And we said, you know, Kayla, you may not have your legs, but you have your brains. And from that point, you know, she just got a lot more smarter about the shots and where she was putting things, and it just really paid off for us.
You know, you look at those last two matches, Mitchell and Aberdeen, obviously two teams you always look forward to playing in the regular season, more or less in the state tournament atmosphere, but I felt both matches kind of went the same way. We did go four with Mitchell, but then swept Aberdeen, but it seemed like we built leads in pretty much both days, and then kind of made them play catch-up, which, while obviously you can do that, it still takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, you know, usually we were always the ones playing catch-up, and our serving put us in a position where we had the lead built, and then from there we just had to, I don't want to say hang on, but we had to make sure that we were playing, matching for every point they were getting. We were going to try to get them out of their serve and hold on to the ball. We call that first ball side out, where we can try to, on our first contact with the ball, we're going to try to score. And then when they got the serve, we were going to try to break their serve as soon and quickly as we can. We call that weathering the storm, and I thought we weathered a lot of storms. We were pretty mentally tough when those teams were trying to make runs. We were hanging on and making sure that we were not panicking and keeping our poise and focusing only at that point at that moment. And I thought our kids were so mentally tough in those situations and did what they had to do to basically answer them. And we worked really hard on that all season, of being mentally tough and making sure that just taking care of our business and not worrying about what the other team was going to do, and just make sure that we were focused on our game plan and what we had to do to stop that team at that moment. And, you know, that's a tribute to those seniors, where they made sure that our kids were prepared, and a lot of young kids running around, a lot of inexperience, and our seniors taught them how to compete and taught them how to react to certain things, and it certainly paid off in that state tournament on the big lights when a lot of kids could have, you know, panicked. Our seniors did a good job of making sure kids were just focused at that moment. But, you know, it was really nice in that Mitchell match where, you know, we felt there was a lot on the line. We thought maybe they thought it was a fluke that we beat them in Mitchell on the last match of the season on November 4th. And our kids were very determined in a couple things. They wanted to keep winning because the loss the night before didn't set real well. And they wanted to make sure that we had a chance to go after Mitchell, the number two ranked team in the state, and get them two times in 2 weeks. And that was really cool.
You know, and when the tournament's over, you got the fifth place consolation championship, which means you're one of four teams that won more than they lost in the tournament. And also, I know you mentioned during the postseason potluck, you're not a big fan of individual awards, but yet you had two on the all-tournament team, junior Holly Neas and sophomore Haven Hines, and both of them wound up leading a statistical category for the entire tournament.
Well, you know, that consolation championship really means a lot to this team. First of all, you know, when the season started, we didn't know if we were ever going to get to the state tournament, and that Sweet 16 leaves a lot of question marks and a lot of fright, basically, and of how you're going to get there. But, last year in 2016, we had a chance to get a consolation championship, and we just didn't come out and perform. And these seniors learned from that, and they knew how to prepare and keep things loose. We had a real good combination of teammates who could keep things loose, but yet focus at the same time, and there's a trick to that. And so winning the consolation championship and then winning it against Aberdeen, and but that was a little sweeter than maybe a lot of other things, is to beat it, you know, in one of your former 3AA opponents, and especially Aberdeen, who's been playing so well for so long. And so to bring that home, I'm so proud of that trophy. I'm just so proud of what went behind that trophy. Unless you're really involved, people don't really understand all the sweat and blood and tears and work, all the hard work that those kids put in to bring that home. And then two kids on the all-tournament team, you know, I'm so proud of the fact that we get two, because we've gotten the consolation championship. And a lot of times when you're not first or second, you only get one. And I think it was a real tough pick. We feel like, you know, we could have had, there was a number of kids that could have been on that tournament team. But, Haven Hines, and for her defense you know, she just gets it done for us. She has all season, and I just don't even know if she even has it in her to play below her best. And every night that she goes out, she gives her best. And she ended up with 70 digs, first in the state tournament for AA. So she finished first with a 6.4 dig per set, and that's pretty incredible. And, you know, we've talked a lot about Haven and her ability, and you know, she's only a sophomore, so we get her for two more years, and that's really cool. And then Holly also got all-tournament team, and we're really proud of Holly. And, you know, she was hurt last year and didn't really have a chance to come out and play, and she had a real good state tournament. Another one that's just been around all season giving it. And there's a lot of pressure on Holly because, you know, there's no secret that we weren't real deep on hitters, and Holly had to perform almost every single night if this team was going to have any success, and she really had a good state tournament, a very good state tournament. And she also finished first in the AA categories in kills. She had 50 kills, but she had a 4.6 kill per set, and that was first for the tournament, and I'm really, really proud of that.
And then not only that, there's five statistical categories, and we had a third leader out of those five in Tenley Budnagin.
Yeah, Tenley came out, and, you know, she had a rough first match defensively, but she was serving well, and she finished the state tournament with first in the AA category with 10 aces at 0.9 per set. And, you know, I think that says a lot. And there was a lot of us that were right behind her. I think Holly was third with 0.7. Jada was 13th, and Haven was 20th. So we had four kids in the top 20 for aces per set, and that's almost unheard of. And, yeah, and then, you know, if you look at our team categories, this is what I'm really, really proud of. We were first in the team category of 2.6 per set, and second was 2.2. And then we were third in kills. Again, we're the smallest team. We were third out of all those teams at the AA, so third out of eight with 10.3 kills per set. And then blocking, and you've been watching this all year, and this was a sore spot. We knew we weren't going to raise our level of play until we raised our blocking, and all of a sudden, you know, I think it helped McKenna Moore get a little bit more seasoned in there, and Melissa Bird got in there and got some blocking. Kayla was working on her blocking really hard, and of course you got Jada, who's only at 5'6", but we also had her playing middle blocker. But our whole team finished third in blocks at 1.9 per set, and if someone would have told me that at the beginning of the season, I would have called them a liar, I think, and I'm so proud of that category right there. And then, of course, digging. We were first in the tournament for AA's with digging. We had 20.5 digs per set, and the second team was at 18.4, so we had almost two digs per set higher. And, you know, I think that says a lot about our entire team. And Isabel was in there, and I thought Isabel had a great tournament, and Texas was in there and digging some things up after she was serving. So I think our defense was just absolutely tenacious.
Shelly Budnagin, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball. We will take a timeout, a little more here on Tiger Volleyball, talk about those seniors that were on the squad this year. That's next on Dakota Sports KOKK.